In Boston earlier this month, Baltimore Orioles All-Star Adam Jones was in the outfield during a game at Fenway Park when a Red Sox fan threw a bag of peanuts at him, yelling racial slurs, including the N-word. The team apologized and ejected the fans in question here. It was a response that Adam Jones called pathetic. He said the penalty should have been much more severe. But the very next day, another racial insult was hurled from a fan in Fenway's bleachers at a woman singing the national anthem this time. And this time, the Red Sox banned that fan from the ballpark for life. David Zirin is sports editor for The Nation magazine. He's host of the Edge of Sports podcast. And he says the many players who've come forward describing similar experiences has a new focus on Major League Baseball and what the league should do about ugly fan behavior. Zirin says, especially in Boston, there's a lot of work to be done.
I mean, the Boston Red Sox have made the choice to broadcast their games on a radio station, WEEI, that has had numerous talk radio hosts suspended for racism. Numerous. It is well known as the station that you turn to if you like a little bit of racism with your sports coverage. But it's also the most popular sports radio station in the entire New England area. So with the Boston Red Sox, it's like in word and in deed, they are trying to show that they're taking this more seriously. But for myself and frankly for a lot of other people that I have spoken to, both inside Major League Baseball and journalists who work Major League Baseball, they have said to me, in effect, call me when the Red Sox pull their games from WEEI. Until they do that, institutionally, this idea that racism goes with baseball like peanut butter and jelly is just something that we're just going to think is the way that things are.
Let's talk about the difficult subject of policing speech. Now, Fenway Park is a private venue. Major League Baseball is private as well, so I guess that goes with the territory. But in places of public convening where ugly speech and ugly language happens all the time, Dave, you get into the zone really quickly of speech policing, and it is a tough place to be.
It is, and also it has to be said that even in ballparks that are funded with public money, they are in effect private space. So that public money magically transforms into private property as soon as it goes into a stadium or any sorts of other kind of venue. So even though we would think that there should be constitutional protections because it is this public sphere, that's not the case in practice. And that's why in practice that Major League Baseball has all the power to do something about this. Now, policing speech, you're absolutely right, is a very tough thing to do. And how do you determine what is hate speech, what isn't hate speech? I mean, I could just see fans being thrown out of games because they're not standing during the national anthem. And Major League Baseball says, well, that's hate speech because you're showing disrespect towards our country. I mean, we see ways that this can be twisted in all sorts of ways. But I'll tell you some things that Major League Baseball would have the power to do. They would have the power to say that racism is the line and that a fan would be ejected for life if a racist incident occurs. They would also have the power, and this might sound a little bit scary, but I bet you it would clean things up mighty fast, that if a fan is confirmed to have yelled racial slurs at a player, take his picture and post it online. Because so many of these fans are people who they live this one life, particularly when you think about the cost of tickets at Fenway Park. They live this very respectable middle-class life, and then going to the ballpark is the place where they're able to basically vent their hatreds. And if this was more public and less kind of anonymous and trollish, that would stop things.
Well, Dave Zirin, what are players saying here? I mean, to be a professional athlete means to take abuse from fans. Saying you stink is not the same thing as racial epithets, but I bet if you convened a group of old black players who played in the major leagues from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, they might say, oh, are you kidding? This was my whole career, this kind of thing.
Wow. Well, first of all, I got to end with some bad news on that part, because having talked to a lot of players and a lot of other folks in baseball management about this, is that a lot of people think it's something that's gotten worse over the last 2 years than in, say, the 80s and 90s. So, yeah, there's a reckoning with how to deal with that and how to hold the line against that in Major League Baseball. And, you know, we'll see how they do. But what most players say is what Adam Jones said really well, which is he said, you know, yell at me, say what you want to me, but, you know, please, like, treat me like a human being.
Dave Zirin of The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Thanks for being with us, Dave.
Thank you, Todd.